Night Talk, giving you depth and texture to the conversations that matter. Bertha Charuma on SAFM.
And keep those voice notes coming through. If you've just missed the conversation, we're talking about cybersecurity as well as child sextortion. Your views, your opinions, maybe you've experienced it, send your voice notes, because we also be having we'll be having an open line as from 11 right up to top of the hour. That will be 12 o'clock. But for now, we are joined online by our two guests. Well, to give you perspective of what the subject matter is all about, this has been spoken about quite extensively, I'd like to believe. From Friday, there was a whole lot of hoo-ha about it. Zimbabwe's central bank launching a new structured currency backed by gold as it seeks to tackle sky-high inflation and stabilize the country's long, floundering economy. The currency, called ZimGold, will be backed by foreign currencies, gold and precious minerals. And according to Reserve Bank, the governor of Reserve Bank in Zimbabwe, John Mashayavanu, he reported saying that, you know, this will be implemented as from the 5th of April. And we thought we could just unpack this particular subject matter. What are your views? What are your thoughts? Is it going to work? Zimbabwe has experienced so many different currencies being introduced. They've had the RTGS, they've had the bearer checks, and these currencies that were introduced seem to not have worked in the past. What could be so special about this particular introduction? Will it take Zimbabwe out of inflation? Your views, absolutely welcome. Your opinions, you let me know what you think. And you can always use our lines as 086-000-2032, or you can send us a voice note on 0614-104-107. And the interesting bit about the Zimbabwe's currency is, at the present moment, if you were to travel to Zimbabwe, you can use numerous currencies. The US dollar is quite big. The pound is also quite big. You can use the pula, and the rand is also usable in Zimbabwe. It is one country that I know. You can go with a stash of different currencies and you can pay for whatever you want to pay with, as long as the value is much more than the RTGS or the so-called Zimbabwe currency. But joining me to unpack this conversation, Rutendo Matinyarare, chairman of Zimbabwe Anti-Sanctions Movement, is online and he's going to be chatting to us just to find out his view, because I know he's well-versed when it comes to a lot of issues. I mean, come journalism and unpacking a lot of issues that happen in Zimbabwe, he is very, very well-versed, and we thought we could find out and pick his opinion, or pick his brain, rather, to find out what he thinks. Good evening, Rutendo, and welcome to SAFM.
Good evening, Bertha. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Now, the introduction of the ZIG, what's your take on it?
Wow, that's a beautiful question. First of all, I'm positive about the introduction of the ZIG, mainly because of the timing of the introduction of the ZIG. So the ZIG comes in at a time when the United States has de-escalated its sanctions on Zimbabwe, particularly the sanctions that were called executive order sanctions that targeted government institutions, parastatal, state-owned enterprises, companies of the government, banks, mines, and the agricultural sector, and basically the entire industrial sector of Zimbabwe. These sanctions were removed. Those sanctions were the ones that had a very inimical impact on the Zimbabwean economy and basically killed the Zimbabwean currency. If people go onto my Twitter handle, you will see that I actually illustrated through a graph of inflation and money supply that it was not money supply that took down the Zimbabwean currency, but it was actually the advent of sanctions that actually caused the inflation to shoot up from 80% all the way to 1,000,000,000% in a period of 7 years. So we are now introducing a new currency when those sanctions that caused this hyperinflation have been removed. So that is one of the positive moves. Secondly, the currency itself is backed by gold. And because it is backed by gold, it means that its value will always be linked to gold, and therefore most people have confidence to trade with it. However, we are saying that the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, therefore, has to be able to allow people to exchange this currency for the gold that is supposedly backing it in a worst-case scenario. So they've got to give people the confidence that if people want to go and exchange that currency for the supposed gold that lies behind it because of either debts or because of any other reason, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has got to make that possible. If that is not the case, then the easiest other form of exchange would be the Zimbabwean government and economy must always have foreign currency on hand so that those people that want to import are able to get foreign currency by going to the bank, giving in their ZIGs, and getting the foreign currency that they need to get real items like fuel, cars, machinery, tools, lubrication, and chemicals. If they can ascertain, make that possible, and they can make that possible because the economy has opened up because of the removal of the sanctions, then they can maintain the value of that particular currency.
How will the Zimbabwean government get buy-in from citizens? Because it's another thing. Yes, we speak, and really it looks very lucrative. And chances are, I think it's going to work. But if you have failed your nation so many times, how then do you convince the very same people that this time around, we've got it right?
I think it's incorrect to say that they have failed the nation so many times. The currency has failed because of the sanctions that were on the country. And the government of Zimbabwe has got to make sure that it communicates that to the people. They've got to make it easy for people to understand what affected the currency, how it was affected, and what about the sanctions affected that currency. They've got to be able to tell people that we were in power from 1980 all the way to 2001 without a failing currency. The currency only began to fail when we went under sanctions. After they've done that, they themselves have got to start using their currency. So it means that this multi-currency basket that they've created a statutory instrument to allow to take place between now and 2030 has got to be abolished and they use one currency. Because the multi-currency system illustrates that they are not confident of their own currency, hence they'll be trading in the currencies of other nations. And because we are Africans, because the first world countries have better currencies that are backed up by production of things that we import a lot, we will always see people gravitating to buying those currencies much more than the local currency. So they've got to abolish the use of US dollars for local transactions. This is what Europe did after the Second World War. The Marshall Plan came in. Europeans were using US dollars with their currency that crashed, but the Americans had to tell them that if we give you the Marshall Plan, you create your own currencies and stop using US dollars because scarce foreign currency should not be used for consumption inside the country. Then the government needs to charge its taxes, its duties, and everything in its own currency. And they need to also be brave enough to say to the outside world, when you want to import our gold, when you want to import our platinum, when you want to import our mates, our chrome mates and so forth, you need to then pay us in our own currency. That will create demand for that local currency. People will give you their currency to get your currency. We saw the Russians doing it very well. The ruble was one of the best performing currencies because of that. We as Africans have got to start doing the same thing, particularly with a currency that is supposedly backed up by gold.
I'm speaking to Ritendo Matinyarare, chairman of Zimbabwe Anti-Sanctions Movement, and we're talking about the ZIG, the new currency that's been introduced in Zimbabwe, and it's already, they said that it was in effect from the 5th of April, and 21 days is the number of days that has been allocated for people to make that transition. Coming back to you, Ritendo, 21 days. Is it enough? I mean, is it not short notice? Or it's going to be unpacked a stage at a time?
I don't think they should actually put a time limit. I'm not an economist, so maybe there are reasons why they put the time limit. But as far as I'm concerned, when you've got, for instance, the Americans, when they put into circulation a new face of a currency, they don't give you a time period. You can be able to exchange that currency at any point in history, and they will take it and take it out of circulation. So I think in Zimbabwe, people should be given as long as possible because there are people in remote parts of the country, the people who don't have transport. Poverty is an issue in Africa. So there's a lot of people that are in remote places who will never get the chance to come and remit or to put in the old currency. So they should allow people to bring it in. And if the currency comes in, they take it out of circulation. I think that is the best way they need to do this.
BRICS, I'm going to just take a little bit of a detour here. BRICS has been talking about the United Nations of Africa coming up with their own currency. And what is happening in Zimbabwe with this ZIG sounds very, very lucrative. It sounds very doable. Do you think it's something that could be considered by BRICS?
Yes, it's a very interesting question because there is a talk by BRICS about backing up currencies with dollars and the resources that African nations have. And I think this is the first step that Zimbabwe has taken. And it had done that already with the gold coin that was issued last year. I just feel that there was a bit of hesitation on the part of the Zimbabwean government to really go all out to do the ZIG with a lot of gold backing it up, because I think they feared the Muammar Gaddafi situation where eventually they might get invaded because of creating a gold currency. But I think that it's worth a try. It's worth a try with this current situation we have with the multipolar world starting to come into effect. That multipolar world means that nations that are beginning to differ with Americans are not under as much risk as they used to be before when it was a unipolar world. And this is the time that Zimbabwe must also be looking to join BRICS. I understand that they've put in the application. And I think this will be part and parcel of strengthening the Zimbabwean currency so it can be part and parcel of whatever BRICS currency comes in. And this, what you talk about, the creation of an African currency. I don't know if the African leaders have the fortitude to do that yet, but this is the way we need to go, because the ZIG is going to be a small currency. It's going to be very, you know, small, very low denominations. If you can see that the South African rand was sabotaged, imagine a small little country like Zimbabwe. That currency can be sabotaged by one business person. So we need to unite African currencies into one currency that will be difficult to sabotage just by the sheer volume and size of the currency. Because if they can sabotage the South African currency, they can sabotage any currency. So we need to start thinking around uniting. Kwame Nkrumah spoke about it. And he said, without that unity, we are always going to be vulnerable to attacks, which include currency attacks.
Looking at President Emmerson Mnangagwa's view, well, he inspected the central bank's vaults that Mshayavanu presented. And, you know, he appointed Mshayavanu earlier this year. In explaining and elaborating the kind of funds that the country has, will this make any difference in the citizens accepting what is happening? Is it almost like an endorsement of sorts?
I think the whole purpose of going to the Reserve Bank and showing the vault was to try and say to the people of Zimbabwe that there is real gold and here is the gold. Because there is definitely a trust deficit between the government and its people, in particular the government and a lot of people that are in the opposition. So I think that was quite an important step, but that is not where getting the trust of your citizens starts and ends. It has to go deeper than that. The buying in, the soliciting of a buy-in from your citizens is very important. More communication with the citizens is very important. Consultation with those citizens is going to be very important. And government utilizing its own currency and showing confidence behind its own currency, like I said, by asking for those who want to import Zimbabwean goods and services to pay in that currency, would be the very steps that our government has to take for people to really say this currency is different from all the other currencies. And I think that's what we need to see. Then we need to teach Zimbabweans to have a change in attitude. Every Zimbabwean wants to see a good Zimbabwe, but every Zimbabwean doesn't want to do the good things that make a good Zimbabwe. We want to hold U.S. dollars in our houses. We don't want to bank those U.S. dollars. We don't want to hold bank accounts. Our corporates do the same thing. Everybody is externalizing and treating Zimbabwe like a little colony where we make our money and then we live our lives elsewhere. We've got to change that attitude. And that has to be done by the government reorientating Zimbabweans to understand you build your nation, you build your currency, you build the value of your currency. Once we've got that going, getting that self-centeredness out of us as the Zimbabweans, then we can begin to build a stronger currency. But it has to start with the leadership. They cannot be seen as externalizing. They cannot be seen as supporting companies that externalize. And only then will people have the confidence to bank inside the banking system.
I'm just looking at our WhatsApps and some of the voice notes. I have to say, it's going to be quite a bit of a challenge, but it can be done. I'm a very optimistic person. And some of the reactions are very, very, people sort of like have hesitance to believe it can work. Let me just read you one of the WhatsApp, one WhatsApp that has come through. It says, "Good evening, Bertha. I don't know how many currencies has Zimbabwe issued so far. The government of Zimbabwe is leading by the people who know nothing about the economy of their country, but care for themselves. I don't care about the beauty of the new currency, but the value of it. Imagine walking on the streets having 50,000 Zim currency just to buy two loaves of bread. Hi, no." This is Nazi Jenkins listening from Johannesburg. This is the kind of an attitude that a lot of people have. And to do a lot of PR to change the mindset, to change the narrative, is going to be a bit of a challenge here.
Look, Bertha, Zimbabweans tend to have opinions without knowledge a lot of times. That is also one of our problems. And we also tend to be very judgmental and negative. And you have to understand that what Zimbabwe is going through is not new. The America that we see today with a strong currency had more than 14 failures of their currency over a 150-year period of time. And they had trial and error. They had banks failing. They had banks folding, central banks folding, for a very long period of time until they got it right. So these failures, how democracies are built, how economies are built, because then you create your own internal systems that work for you. So the fact that sanctions were removed, and remember, Bert, when we were fighting sanctions, my organization was fighting sanctions, people were adamant that we'd never remove those sanctions. We miraculously removed those sanctions by putting pressure, going to courts, taking legal action, and actually talking about how sanctions were a violation of human rights. People told us we'd never succeed. We succeeded. As a small little organization. Now, if we can succeed at something so monumental, like getting a superpower to remove sanctions on a small country for the first time in history, we can achieve anything as Zimbabweans. And I believe that this currency has a very big opportunity with these sanctions not being there to actually be successful. But we as the Zimbabwean people have to participate. And if we choose to be negative, if we choose to be pessimistic, we're not being pessimistic on somebody else's future. We're being pessimistic on our children's future. So I am willing to start taking payment from Zimbabwean jobs in ZiG and start saving those ZiGs and see what change is going to bring me. If I lose, I lose. But if we win big. And that's what I would like to encourage other Zimbabweans to do.
Let's take one voice note and let's hear what's out there.
Yeah, Ruten, this is Lance in Durban. Can you tell the listeners if the local government in Bekom, if the local government, I mean the municipalities, do they accept the new currency to settle bills? And does the government accept this currency to pay for passports and other government services? The thing is, if the government lacks confidence in the currency, if they don't accept that in the demand US dollars, you expect the general populace to have that confidence in that currency. It fails before it started it failed before it started circulating this currency, but there is no confidence.
Rutendo, your reaction?
I don't know where he's getting the perception that they have not the government has not accepted that ZiG for payment for passports or any other services, because it was only launched on Friday, and I don't think that the currency is yet in circulation, but it is actually just currently being used as a digital currency. I haven't heard of government refusing the payment payment for services in that currency. And if government is going to refuse to take its own currency, then they should have just left the old Zim dollar. So I don't believe that they're going to repeat the mistakes that they did with the old Zim dollar, where they were not accepting it. And remember, this one is a different currency backed up by gold. I do believe that there should be confidence in the government in its own currency. And there should also be uptake of the very same currency by foreigners or foreign nations that want to do business with Zimbabwe, because then there is that gold backing it. But remember, as I said, that gold has to be redeemable in a worst-case scenario by the nations that hold it. If that is guaranteed by our government, if it is guaranteed that people can take that those US dollars to a bank and get foreign currency or their gold, I believe that this currency will be a great success. Not only a great success, but a pioneering currency in Africa.
Mm. Now, I think to add on to the voice note that we just took, I'm just, you know, shifting it to a slightly, giving it a different angle. Will this currency be accepted by our neighboring countries?
Very good question. And I think that is going to be determined by whether it is redeemable. You see what I mean? So, for instance, if our neighboring countries, if, for instance, the Zimbabwean government says, every time you want to import something from Zimbabwe, we want our currency, it will force the neighbors to have to buy our currency with their currency. That gives us more reserves of their currency in our banking system, and then it allows these guys to hold the currency because they can use it to buy something. So, for instance, let me give you an example. Our biggest export right now is gold, and that gold is being taken to Dubai. If we had to force people in Dubai to actually buy our gold in our own currency, they will be forced to bring their dirhams or to bring US dollars to come and buy that currency. And then we will be able to bank those US dollars in our central bank, so that whenever a person is holding those ZIGs, they can be able to go and exchange them for US dollars if they have a valid reason, if they want to import or if they want to repatriate their profits. If we can assure that, that is the redeemability of the currency, we will have everybody wanting the currency who does business with Zimbabwe. And that's what we've got to aim to do. We have got to aim to encourage people to want to hold that currency, because they can exchange some goods or services that are Zimbabwean with that currency. And that's why we say our government has got to accept its own currency if it wants other people to use that currency. It's got to accept that currency for imports, for Zimbabwean imports.
I'm speaking to Rutendo Matinyarare, chairman of Zimbabwe Anti-Sanctions Movement. And I can see my time is really running away right now. I hope, Rutendo, can I just hold you when I go to news? Because I want to touch on the importance of why we are having this conversation, where Southern Africa benefits. So it could be Malawi, Zambia, South Africa. Where do we benefit? Because a lot of people most probably will sit and think, okay, here we go again. We're talking about the currency. What is the use of this whole conversation? And there are other aspects that actually feeds into this conversation. And maybe you can just hold the thought when we come back, if you're okay with us holding you for a few minutes. Why is it so important that the Zimbabwean economy becomes rife? How does it benefit South Africa? Something you can hold on to and just think about. And whilst we're at it, lines will be opened. Of course, they've been opened right from the beginning, but we do have an open line after 11086-000-2032. You can send us your views, your opinions, or send us a voice note on 0614-104-107. Tell us what you think. What are your views? The ZIG has been introduced. I know a lot of people, including myself, most probably thinking, is it another TRG or is it, RTGS? I just received a WhatsApp that says, good evening, Bertha, and the brilliant team behind the scenes. As for me, I don't think the ZIG will work. It's the same old story from bearer checks to bond notes. Now, another thing, that's Donald in Rustenburg. I am not being negative here. This is the view that is out there. I actually am so in belief that this is going to work. It has to work for the sake of the Southern African region. It has to work so that we can alleviate the pressure of everyone flooding into an economy that is viable, which happens to be South Africa. Now South Africa feels as if they are inundated with a lot of people looking for better lives because there's a better economy and their system is just congested, and the general South African then starts feeling like they are being neglected because their resources are being shared.